With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Now, farmers and ranchers, along with hunters, miners, and federal agencies, all came to the table, and they developed the historic agreement that would eliminate the need to list the sage grouse as an endangered species. And it was a gargantuan task, one of the largest collaborative conservation efforts ever undertaken in our country. It was a process that was exhaustive, inclusive, and resulted in a historic agreement. Which is why attempts to undermine this effort by the current administration, and more specifically the BLM, is so maddening. Terry Riley is with the North American Grouse Partnership and says the administration needs to keep the current plan in place.
A lot of federal agencies, a lot of state agencies, a lot of NGOs, a lot of public citizens, a lot of local communities and businesses all came together to pull these plans together, and making major changes now after we went through all this work is just not a very good plan.
There are a couple of concerns Western states ranchers specifically have with either plan. And it's not about sage grouse, but more access to some lands that might otherwise become unavailable for either grazing or roads. The other major concern is over invasive cheatgrass, which creates fuel for wildfires, which have been known to create more than a few issues for Western states ranchers. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.